This is a special Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The pro-life contention that a pre-born child's pain should make us understand how such children deserve protection from abortion is countered by abortion advocates with either sophisticated or convoluted arguments. And then there is simply the denial of another's suffering. Some argue that pain is made of two components, sensation and perception. They often argue, and pro-lifers would say they argue wrongly, but they argue that the sensation is there, but the perception of pain is not. Controlling who is a person permits arguments like the dying worm argument. It may have sensations of pain, but few people are out saving worms. Enter the Charlotte Lozier Institute, which, among other educational and research pursuits, is documenting the pain felt by unborn children. They say the evidence of the very early sensation of pain is well documented. While that alone should, by mercy, create protections for the unborn, the argument that the perceiving of pain happens before 20 weeks is an ironclad argument. The Lozier Institute brings the expertise of osteopathic Dr. Sheila Page. Osteopaths are experts at the perception of pain and its direct release. Dr. Page pegs the onset of pain perception at 7 weeks gestation, pointing out that all pain structures terminate low in the early developing brain. But pain offers a powerful witness to the humanity of the child from conception. And this is also why abortion advocates spend so much time seeking to discredit the existence of fetal pain. Pain and the existence of the human person go together and create a powerful argument, as Dr. Page concludes, that innocent human life must be protected. Denying the humanity of the preborn child is a terrible deception. This has been a special Life News Radio.